Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. There's an uneasy vibe surrounding the New York Jets these days, and much of it revolves around the coach and quarterback situation. While the Patriots have had great stability with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, that certainly has not been the case for the Jets. Rex Ryan is now in his fifth season as head coach of the Jets, but if rookie Geno Smith doesn't develop into a starting quarterback soon, it could be Ryan's last. Smith is the second straight rookie quarterback to face the Patriots to start the season. Let's take a look at Smith and the Jets in this edition of Opponent Preview.
EJ Manuel had his moments last Sunday against the Patriots, and so did Geno Smith in the Jets' narrow and fortunate victory over the Bucs. They are the only two rookie quarterbacks who started in Week 1, and the Patriots will face both over a five-day September stretch. There are some similarities between the two NFL newbies, so Vince Wilfork and the Pats feel prepared for the West Virginia product.
But another guy that can attack you on the ground. I think when it's broken plays with him, he find a way to make plays either on the ground or downfield. So we have to understand up front. We have to make sure we contain him.
Smith was the Jets' leading rusher, in fact, against Tampa Bay, gaining an average of nearly 8 yards per carry on his six rushes. That doesn't bode well for the Jets' questionable running game as a whole, but it means the Patriots need to be aware of Smith's ability to keep the ball himself.
As a defensive lineman, you have to be smart and not letting him able, extend a play and let the receivers uncover, to where he can run for a first down as well. So you just have to be smart as far as, pass rush lanes and keeping him contained.
He showed a lot of maturity for a young guy, a guy that kind of understands their offense and the things that they're trying to do. Definitely a mobile guy, can move around, but can also make a lot of throws that you don't really see from rookies. He makes a lot of good tight throws and puts the ball in places that are good for their team.
The Jets are lacking explosiveness within their offensive skill positions, and their standout performer in Week 1 was actually tight end Kellen Winslow, who spent a short time with the Pats last year and hauled in Smith's first career touchdown pass last week. Wide receiver Santonio Holmes has battled health issues, but is ready to go and can certainly be a threat. If the Jets are to compete for a playoff spot this year, it will likely come down to their defense. They held Tampa Bay's Doug Martin to just 2.7 yards per carry and kept the pressure on Josh Freeman. Having devoted first-round picks to cornerback Dee Milner and defensive lineman Sheldon Richardson, there is optimism for the Jets' D.
There's some new guys, so they're doing a few things playing to the strength of their team. And they're big and physical, strong guys that do a really good job of playing tough. And Rex obviously likes what he sees out of that front seven. I mean, he likes everything they're doing. They're a good group.
Well, this will be the third Thursday night game between these two AFC East rivals since 2008. In 2008, Matt Castle and the Pats lost in overtime to Brett Favre and the Jets here at Gillette Stadium. And then last year on Thanksgiving, a Patriots beatdown at MetLife Stadium. You might remember that one as the Mark Sanchez butt fumble game. Well, that's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.